Translation. O Vasu, I know from within your mind what you desired in the days of yore, when the Vasus and other demigods responsible for expanding the universal affairs performed sacrifices. You particularly desired to achieve my association. This is very difficult to obtain for others, but I awarded it unto you. Purport. Uddhava is one of the eternal associates of the Lord, and a plenary portion of Uddhava was one of the eight Vasus in the days of yore. The eight Vasus and the demigods in the upper planetary system who are responsible for the management of the universal affairs performed a sacrifice in the days of yore, desiring to fulfill their respective ultimate goals in life. At that time, an expansion of Uddhava, acting as one of the Vasus, desired to become an associate of the Lord. The Lord knew this because He is present in the heart of every living entity as Paramatma, the Superconsciousness. In everyone's heart there is the representation of the Superconsciousness who gives memory to the partial consciousness of every living entity. The living entity as partial consciousness forgets incidents of his past life, but the Superconsciousness reminds him how to act in terms of his past cultivation of knowledge. Bhagavad Gita confirms this fact in various ways. Everyone is at liberty to desire as he likes, but the desire is fulfilled by the Supreme Lord. Everyone is independent to think or desire, but the fulfillment of one's desire depends on the Supreme Will. This law is expressed as man proposes, God disposes. In the days of yore, when the demigods and Vasus perform sacrifice, Uddhava, as one of the Vasus, desired to enter into the association of the Lord, which is very difficult for those busy in empiric philosophical speculation or fruitive activities. Such persons have practically no information of the facts about becoming an associate of the Lord. Only the pure devotees can know by the mercy of the Lord that the personal association of the Lord is the highest perfection of life. The Lord assured Uddhava that he would fulfill his desire. It appears that when the Lord informed him by his indication to Uddhava, the great sage Maitreya finally became aware of the importance of entering into the association of the Lord. The Lord is within everyone's heart. He knows our desires. And he responds accordingly. Therefore, we are in one sense the makers of our fate, and in another sense not. Often this question is asked, well, if God could remove all suffering, then why doesn't he? If God could give me $1,000,000 immediately, why doesn't he? It's proof that there's no God, you see. If there's actually a God, he should have given me $1,000,000. So yes, Krishna knows our desire, and he responds accordingly. But it's not that he has to fulfill our desire exactly in the way that we demand, or that he has to fulfill our desire at all. He reciprocates. But he reciprocates with different people differently. He reciprocates with devotees and he reciprocates with non-devotees differently. He reciprocates with devotees in a manner that they can become more advanced. And he reciprocates with non-devotees in such a way that they can forget it because they want. If you listen, it's fun taking photos maybe for you, but if you listen, it would be more beneficial for you.